So we've come to the time of the Lord's Supper, and the devotional will be just a few extra minutes longer than a normal Lord's Supper devotional because I want to finish the Gospel of John. So this is our teaching time of this Sunday. It's been a great almost 2 years since we began the Gospel of John. My hope and prayer was that God would use his word in the Gospel of John to help us get rooted more and more in this community. So may our church always be a church that's built on the Word of God and looking to him to grow us in every way. So we've talked the last few weeks as we've finished the Gospel of John of how the resurrected Jesus meets us in different circumstances. Do you remember this? So first we saw with the wonderful woman, Mary Magdalene, Jesus met her in her sorrow as she was weeping at the tomb. He changed her sorrow into joy. We saw the week after that how Jesus met the disciples and Thomas in their doubts and their fears. As Thomas said, "I will never believe." And then 8 days later, Jesus comes to him. And Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." So Jesus comes to us in every one of our circumstances. The resurrected Jesus, a real person. And then in last week, we saw how Jesus comes to us in our labors, where they were laboring at the Sea of Galilee, and they bring in the catch of fish at his word, at his command. They obey him, and John says to Peter, "It is the Lord." They realize that in their labors, it is the Lord who has blessed them. They have a meal together in fellowship. And this week, our last 4 or 5 verses, or verses 15 through 19. I'll read those for us. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands. Another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." So Jesus comes to Peter and meets him in his guilt. Peter's guilty. What had Peter done just a few days earlier? He had denied Jesus 3 times. He was questioned as Jesus was being whipped and on trial, and fearful, Peter said he did not know Jesus 3 times. Jesus doesn't ignore our guilt. He's not afraid of it, so much so that he was willing to take our guilt on himself. And he comes in the holiness of God to confront Peter about his guilt. He wants Peter to understand his guilt, yes, but he wants Peter to understand that he's willing to forgive his guilt. That's why he came, to give him a relationship with God. So Peter was guilty. You remember, Peter had said that he would die for Jesus that very night. Yet in his fear and his sin, he denied Christ. We can relate to Peter because we all are guilty too. All of us deny our Creator and the only Redeemer. We can do this in many different ways. We can ignore him, act like he's not there. We can redefine him into something that's more palatable to us or something that affirms our sinful choices. We can also flat out reject him to say, "Yes, I understand who you are, but I'm not going to follow you. I'm going to live my own way." The scriptures say, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." So Jesus is confronting Peter in his guilt, and he wants Peter to know, I took your guilt. He replaces that guilt with a relationship as he's asking Peter, do you love me? Peter's right. Jesus certainly knew that Peter did love Jesus. He wanted Peter to know it. He wanted Peter to know that Jesus forgave him. That's what his death and resurrection was all about. And he's restoring him and giving him a job to do, to shepherd the flock of God, to care for God's people by preaching his word and lovingly pointing them to Christ. Peter understood this forgiveness. He would later write in 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Peter, by faith, received the forgiveness of Jesus. He had his guilt covered by the blood of Christ, received by faith. So I think today, as we finish the Gospel of John, Jesus wants you to know that you too can have forgiveness of your sin. Your sin can be covered. You can be restored in relationship to God because he took our guilt on the cross. And this is what the Lord's Supper is all about. The bread represents his body that was broken for you. For every sin you've committed, he knows it all. He has an ever-seeing eye. He knows the hearts of every man, woman, and child. He knows your guilt, and he took it willingly out of love. So the bread represents his body that was broken for you. And the juice represents his blood that he poured out. Jesus wasn't afraid of our guilt. Jesus doesn't stand above it. He loves us and he took it. He took the guilt. Remember what John the Baptist said early in the Gospel of John. When he was talking to his disciples, he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He was a sacrificial lamb killed for us, but he didn't stay dead. He conquered death and he's alive today to forgive anyone who comes to him, to give life. That's his desire. That's what he wants. He wants to give you life and forgiveness. As he said to Peter, follow me. So this meal, the Lord's Supper, is only for those who follow Christ. So I would invite you, if you don't know Christ, to turn from trusting in yourself. You cannot cover the sins you have committed against a perfectly holy God. If you do not yet know Christ, I invite you to turn from your sin. It's going to lead you to death. Christ wants to give you life. So come and follow him. If you do not yet know Christ, I invite you to turn from ignoring him. He's real. Throughout the history, he's changed lives, countless lives. We heard about a couple of them today, Paisley and Christy. He'll change your life too. So I invite you to follow Jesus, to receive his forgiveness, to receive eternal life. We'll live forever in perfect bodies. No more separation from God, no more separation from each other. So during this time, Lindsay and I are going to service the Lord's Supper. I'll give us a few moments that you can pray to the Lord. And I invite you, if you want to have someone pray with you, just turn to a friend and ask them for prayer. This is a time that you can pray for each other. And then for those who know Christ, come up and celebrate that he's removed your guilt. That in Christ, there's no condemnation. Coming up and celebrating the Lord's Supper does not take away your guilt. Christ does that. The Lord's Supper is a time to remember that he's already taken away your guilt at the cross. So let me close in prayer and then we'll have a few moments before you can come up. Holy Father, how amazing that you've led us so faithfully through the Gospel of John. Seems like a long time. Many sermons, Lord. We give you praise that you sustained us, that we are still here by your grace. Lord, that we're still trusting you, that we're still telling other people about you, we're still helping each other in our faith. So we give you all the praise for that, Lord. We cannot take credit for anything. Lord, we thank you that you love to show us your love, that you love to bring us close to yourself so that we can follow you and enjoy a relationship with you. So I pray, Lord, you would open up hearts of every person here, that we would all trust in you and in your son, Jesus. And we pray in his name. Amen.